Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, listeners. You have reached once again this incredible, awesome show called With All Dude Respect. With All Dude Respect. My name is Jim Ellis. I'm over here on the West Coast. My partner in crime, my partner in respect, Mr. Rick Wright over on the East Coast. How you doing there, Ricky?
Good afternoon, Jimmy. How are you today?
Pretty good. I'm a little bit nervous. Got a big event happening tomorrow, a book launch.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Kind of uptight about that, excited, uptight, but at the same time, I know it's excitement underneath it all. So we'll make sure it's fun and exciting. But
cool.
I'm also excited about this show. I know we only have 30 minutes, and it's going to fly because I don't know if you heard, Rick, that there's been an election. Been an election of a new president. I don't know. Have you heard anything about that?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit since last Tuesday.
Yeah. So
past Tuesday, I should say.
Right. So today's show, we decided, well, since it's after the election and President-elect Mr. Donald Trump, surprise, took the election. From Hillary Clinton, we thought, you know what, there'll probably be a lot of reaction and responses. Why don't we have a show on With All Due Respect around now what? Now what? You know, now that we're past the election, what's the reaction? What's the responses? What's the ridiculousness? I don't know. What have you seen so far?
What have I seen so far? Well, for me, I thought it was a very important election. And, you know, those couple days beforehand, I was very, I was on edge, a little anxious. Day of the election, I did not watch any news. I stayed off social media. I didn't want to make anything worse. I just took care of myself, relaxed, and I went to sleep around 11:30, not knowing anything. Thank God, because apparently it was the way they were showing it and predicting it. It was different than what the outcome was. So, I ended up waking up at 2:42, and I think that's when it was officially over. And Trump, I saw on my TV. I put my glasses on TV. Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States, and I said, "Oh, I said thank God." And, you know, I guess I'm being transparent here, but yeah, I voted for Trump, and I was relieved. And then I went to social media, and it was funny because there was not a lot on social media
really?
Because it just happened. Yeah, it was cool because it was like just happened. So then as it started filtering in, it started getting like nasty again. I ended up staying up a couple hours, had trouble sleeping after that, got up. And then, of course, you know, then I started seeing all the backlash and all the, and I was like, wow, I'm like, you know, and then I started, you know, you get different feedback from different things. And I started, you know, figuring out, I was confused. I was figuring out what's going on, why, and all this. And then I just, you know, I sort of got that, you know, this was the liberal agenda the whole time was, you know, all this peace and love and acceptance. It's just bullshit. It's just that they want their agendas. And if they don't get it, they're pretty angry. And that's what's been pretty much following since.
You actually didn't watch the all the news and all the social media leading into that evening, or what did you say you saw? Or you went to bed early?
You're correct. I didn't go on Facebook from like I woke up that day, the day of Tuesday morning. And I just clicked on a little bit and I said, you know what, I'm not doing this to myself today. I shut it off. So I was in the dark until 2:42 a.m.
Wow.
Wednesday morning. And,
same with your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't watching. And
yeah. Yeah. She stayed.
What a peaceful
she was
living
busy.
Room now. Wasn't
it? Well, again, like I said, it wasn't, it was, you know, I was anxious. I was staying on, I was a little bored. I was staying on sports stations because, you know, they stay away from all the politics stuff. And I was online looking at, you know, I was on Amazon and YouTube and just looking at different things and just, again, trying to filter that stuff out. So it was peaceful that way, but I still was anxious. This energy was still in me.
Right.
And looking back, I'm glad I wasn't looking because I probably wouldn't have slept. I probably would have been, you know, I would have been up because of the way they were predicting it. The polls and all the exit polls and everything was saying it was tilting towards Clinton.
yeah, I was. And I actually, I was too agitated and anxious to watch as well, because it was like, you know, this person's leading, this person's behind, and I'm like thinking, I have no idea what's reality. Like when I watch the news, I don't even know what's even true. You know, that's the truth for me is I'm watching it thinking, is this like a game that's already been decided and I'm getting all the, you know, uptight about
yes.
how close it is? It almost feels scripted in that. It always seems so close, but I guess that is kind of a reflection of society and Facebook in that it was close. But, yeah, I was agitated. I didn't want to watch it. Yeah, that's where I was at. But I
did you?
Yeah.
Did you, yeah, because you guys are 3 hours behind, so it's like, were you, like, did you go to sleep, like, not knowing anything, or, like, when did you find out?
I found out, I think, right when it happened, because I was up, and it was maybe on in the background, and I take a look, and then I look away, and then I was enjoying Facebook, because once in a while there'd be a funny little, like, picture or something of, like, maybe Kermit the Frog getting all nervous, like watching a screen, you know, saying, oh, man, and so many people are reacting like, I can't stand this. I can't handle this pressure. And then there was one Facebook post that was a picture of somebody, like, looking up at a TV screen all wide-eyed going, I can't wait to see how America ends. Like, it's like that's a reality show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I found out right pretty much when it happened, and I was floored. I could not believe it. I was like, really? I could have sworn, like, part of me believes that it was going to be fixed. Like, somehow it was Clinton, her turn, you know, like there's this globalist agenda where they're going to say, okay, let's give it to Hillary now. Like the voting doesn't really matter. That's the part of me that believes that.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't really matter. It's always going to be fixed. So then when he won, it's like, wait a minute, what happened? Kind of bizarre.
Yeah. I was,
but,
same thing for me. I was in shock. Yeah, I was in shock. And then, for me, I was – see, in the back of my mind, I just thought it was going to be a landslide. And it wasn't a landslide as far as the popular vote, but definitely on the electoral vote. And
right.
It was like – because I was – I've been out and traveling, and I was in eastern, northeastern PA and stuff like that, and I just – there was a lot of Trump signs. At one point, I was out riding in PA for a real long ride, and I must have, if I had to guess, it was probably about 150 to 10 Trump signs to Hillary signs. And that was one, that was the huge state that he won. So anyway, so we, that's great. We checked in on what went on for us. So now what?
Yeah. So now what is, I just see a lot of, reactions in the world. A lot of Facebook, you know, because, of course, Facebook is our window to the world. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's definitely our friends out there. And we actually have a caller in right now. Should we bring him in and, from 619 area code, or do you want to just keep talking about, you know, I mean, what I've seen is a lot of hate, a lot of anger, a lot of grief. People are grieving. I've seen teachers helping their students walk off. You know, there's been, like, revolts and I guess some riots going on.
Yeah. I'll just say an opening statement for me. So now what, and what that for me has been like, just really my eyes have opened up. Like I saw like a lot of jockeying beforehand about who's taking sides and the nastiness going back and forth. But it's like now I'm seeing, like, I didn't know the word snowflake until 2 days ago. You know, I didn't realize how, like, I'm posting stuff that, like, is trying to explain stuff, and still people are getting, like, pissed off. I lost a Facebook friend last night.
Yeah.
You there?
What is,
you
I'm sorry, I don't know, snowflake. What does that represent, or what does that mean?
Well, a snowflake, and again, I could be correct because it's so new to my vocabulary, besides a traditional snowflake, which you guys would have no idea what anything about snowflakes down in Southern California, but which is a good thing. Snowflake apparently is a special snowflake. It's like a kid or, you know, a young adult that is very, very sensitive to what's going on. You know, you hear a lot of this, you know, my feelings and I need safe spaces and different things. And there's actually colleges setting up safe houses for kids, and they're canceling quizzes and doing all these things. Those kids, the definition of those kids, and again, don't send all these letters and shit my way, because I'm being clear that I'm not clear yet, but I think it's those kids.
Okay.
And, right. You know, and then even like adults, like I'm sharing stuff on what the Electoral College is. Like I had, like I'm educated on this now and I understand it and I get it. And of course I get it because I'm a Trump voter and Trump won. So now I'm an idiot and it's stupid and all this other stuff. And, I'm just frustrated because like, I was going to say, I lost another Facebook friend last night. You know, but like it was close to home. It wasn't like I just unfriended him or they unfriended me. It was like there was a couple texts went back and forth, and at the end it was sort of like a fuck you, and it was like a fuck you. And, you know, now we're, like I said, I'll probably never see the person or probably never be a part of my life again, which I'm okay with, because the views and what he's spewing is bizarre. The way that the actions and what's going on in the world would almost, if you described a traditional Trump supporter, you would say that's a conservative Trump supporter. In reality, it's a liberal, you know, Clinton supporter. So, you know, just interesting, you know, that's what's for now. So now what is like, for me, is just, it's learning these different things. And I'm very, I don't know what I'm thinking about the future. If they continue to just to make this an uphill climb, it's who knows.
It's interesting because with every presidential election, I've always seen like the two candidates totally opposing each other. And then once it's done, then there's like, now we must unify the country, because that is the process, right? But this one, it's a situation where it seems like there's so much division and derision and emotion. You know, I don't think it's ever been like this in the past. I don't know, but this is pretty intense. But I think what I do know is both sides, I don't get that both sides are really listening to the other. There's just a lot of like judgment. And I personally do see like the most of the judgment and the anger, even through the campaigning, coming from the anti-Trump people. That's what I noticed. But of course, you know, that's my window to the world. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Now, I have to agree with you. Like, it's literally, like, the Trump rallies, like, you know, you thought that there would be people at Trump rallies, they would see protesters and they would just overrun them. And they'd be, you know, but it wasn't. It was Trump, it was Clinton protesters beating people up, you know, and it's you know, it's disgusting. And like you said, and I agree again with what you said, is like, where does this country go now? Like, I was prepared. I went to sleep that night, and I mentally wrote a speech that I was going to put on my Facebook wall, and I was going to do the same thing I did for Obama. I'm willing to give our president a chance to show what they're going to do. Now, literally, Obama was, I think, a year, 18 months in. I said, oh, shit. I go, there's no change that's going to happen. I go, there's an agenda, and he's going to fall right in line with what the party wants. And then that's what happened. And that's the big reason why we're having this conversation now. So, yeah. But if Clinton won, I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt, and I was going to give her time to really, and I wasn't going to post shit and share shit. This is like ridiculous. Like I'm getting, it's almost worse. Like I'm more angry now after the election when I should be like celebrating this really cool, uplifting win. Like I'm more pissed off now than I was before the election with all the shit.
Yeah. I liked what she said in her, the next morning, where she was talking, we need to have an open mind. I mean, that's part of the, you know, unity drive. You know, let's have an open mind. Let's give Trump a chance. You know, it's part of the nation. We follow the president. So I don't know. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, but you know, I thought it was cool.
Well, yeah, no, but I watched the speech. It was a great speech. It was like the Democrats. They speak very well. They show up very well. But I feel that it's all bullshit. She's got to be fuming. I can't imagine what was going on in her head when she was saying that. But you know what? You'd never, ever guess it. Obama's speech the next day was great, eloquent, very, you know, let's do this. Let's do a transition team. You mentioned everybody. It was like, yeah, this is great, you know. So, but again, it's like behind closed doors, they took a picture of his staff and they all the pusses on their face and their arms crossed and one woman's crying. It's like, you caused this. They're so disconnected that they don't realize. That's what they're so pissed off about. They don't realize they're disconnected from the average person in this country. And the average person in this country spoke up. Thank God for democracy.
Well, I was at a friend's house, I guess a couple of days before the election, and I was, looking at both candidates saying, shut up, quit talking about the other person, shut up. And my friend said, this is not going to end after the election. I went, and here we are with all this incredible things that are going on. I mean, there's states, there's some campaigns. I get an email the very next day. Okay, there's a campaign. We want California to recede from the nation, or just all these different things. Different responses. A lot of a passion. Yeah. I think underneath it all is just a lot of upset, hurt, disillusionment. But either side was going to have that. And the question is, what do you do if you're disillusioned? Do you move to Canada? That's what people are talking about. Or do you stay and, protest? I don't know. That's an interesting point.
You put your big boy girl pants on. You say, hey, princess, let's do this. Let's give this a shot. Here's the deal. In 18 months, if this is a shit show, I'll be the first one who's putting anti-Trump shit out there. Not anti-Trump, but what's going on or voicing my opinion. But you got to give – this is our country. It isn't now – it isn't us against them anymore. It's we, and what are we going to do? And if we don't do that, it's like these young kids with this it's almost like they want this attention from daddy and their how they're acting. It's phenomenal. That's a whole nother great conversation. Like, how did snowflakes get created? Like, what is the evolution of a snowflake? I'd love to have a snowflake on here because it's great. It's every time they talk to a snowflake, or that someone who I guess I'm perceiving now as a snowflake, they ask them the question, why are you here protesting? They're like, we're here because I'm pissed off. This isn't politics. They couldn't say what was pissing them off. They couldn't say, well, Donald Trump really, hurt me when my feelings are hurt when he said that about women. I think he's misogynist. And there's proof of that. His business practices always haven't been good. And these are things that – these are facts. They can't even say that. They're just they don't know. They're just upset. They're just emotional. It's like, shut the fuck up. How are you going to be a productive adult? How are you going to be if you get married and have children and shit goes south? What are you going to do? You're going to go to your safe place? No, you're not. You're not going to go to your safe place. You're going to pull up your pants. You're going to sit up in your chair, and you're going to do what you need to do to get things done.
Yeah. One of my responses to all of this is how much we've lost a country if the people are supposed to have the power. If the people have the power and we can take certain actions, we could even impeach the president, how much we've lost our power if we always are making it about this one person. It can't all be on Trump, right? Or it can't all be on Hillary, no matter who won. I just go back to JFK's, ask not what the country can do for you, but you can do for your country. I mean, can we take a stand and be powerful as people rather than going, now we're screwed because of this one position that's filled. Too much power with one person. That's what I see.
Yeah. Well, now this is like a trifecta. Like, they don't even realize what they got because of all the negative shit and the disconnect. They got, the House, the Senate, and the Congress. It's, they can do whatever they want. And it's great, too, to see what happens in the face of all that. Like, where does this, what does he do? I had when I became RC of my region, a man handed me an index card, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember what it was, but it was a quote from Abe Lincoln. It was like, the true measure of a man is to give him power and then see what he does. Right? So I believe that from what I can see, that I'm hoping that Trump actually takes a step back and not make it about him at all. And let his team and his vice president and this, because he's going to put together an amazing team because he owes nobody shit. He doesn't owe anybody favors. He's just going to go out there and handpick the best people for the best jobs. And he's already crossed the aisle. He met with Schumer and Pelosi the next day. the next day. And those two people are like, you know, they are who they are. But anyway, listen, it's 4:20. You want to bring anybody in here so we can they can yell at us? Because I can imagine they're probably, I'm going
to
assume, probably against us.
Now, I just wanted to say, too, just before we bring on one of our call-in listeners, is that, you know, Trump's bringing in different cabinet members, and I think if they don't do the job that does take care of the people, he could always just look at them and say, you're fired. You know, he could just do that. And we as a people, ladies and gentlemen of the planet, or the nation, if he doesn't do the job that takes care of the people, we can look at him and go, you're fired. That is America to me. It's not about being a slave to whoever the next king or queen is. So anyway, let's bring on we have a caller, listener from 619. Come on in. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I've been listening to the two of you make some sense out of this whole thing, I'm glad that two people in this whole world have been able to make sense of this whole thing. I'm just really appreciative
thanks.
Of that.
Can you want to give your name? Is that okay?
Yeah, I can give my name. My name is Eric.
Eric.
How are you, Eric?
So this show, this is all about now what? Okay, now we've had the election. Now we're in the after effect, and you were the friend I was sitting with when we looked, and you said, this is not going to be over after the election. What do you think now what's going to happen, or what's going on now?
We're going to see what happens on, like, from January 20th or January 21st until, I would say, till about Labor Day. And we will see how many of those promises that he made he's going to be able to fulfill. And before I go on, in general, half the people in this country voted for him, and half the people in this country voted for the other person. So it's about a 50-50 split. Now, I don't care how you cut it, half the people trust and or believe in him, and half the people trust and or believe in her. So either way, there was going to be course. People were going to be upset. People were going to be upset for another 4 years of what they would have called Obama 45. And half the people are going to be upset at a guy whom they believe will virtually destroy this country. And I'm one of the people that actually believe that he's going to virtually destroy this country. I have a very, very heavy heart. I'm planning my exit strategy. I'm figuring out, if it gets so bad that I can't stand it anymore, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go.
I know you represent a lot of people. What is the actual bad that you see will happen, that could happen with Trump and TARD?
My friends who are gay, lesbian, transgender, and other, they're going to lose their rights. They're going to lose the rights that they've gained in the last 8 years.
Eric, I got to disagree with you on that, man. He's been a big proponent to that. I think that took a while to get put into our society, and I'm sad that it took as long as it did. But I think that's in our society now. I don't think in this day and age, I don't think you can start taking things back. So I just wanted to say I respectfully disagree with that comment. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope you're right. But I don't have any faith that you are. I have friends who are going to lose their health care coverage.
Obamacare?
Whatever it is. Whatever the Affordable Care Act, whatever, however you want to call it. I got friends who are possibly going to lose their health care coverage. I have friends who are veterans who actually believe or hope that something good is going to happen for them, and I don't have any faith that it will. I don't have any faith that the VA will get any better and that we will do any better of a job taking care of our veterans. And I'm very, very concerned. I'm very, very concerned for my friends who are maybe marginally or illegal aliens here in the United States, or not here by legal means, that they're going to be deported from the United States after making great contributions to our society.
I know the Obamacare, when this was happening, when there, a lot of the debates were happening, a lot of us got our Obamacare invoices, or, you know, what would we be paying for the next year. And I know, I think that might have hurt Hillary and maybe even helped Trump when a lot of us got our bills that are, like, you know, doubled and things like that. And then, of course, Trump is saying we're going to totally get rid of it. But, of course, if you get rid of something, what are you going to replace it with? And, like, how fast? You know, it's too big for my little brain to figure out, but it's definitely a conflict.
Yeah, just I want to chime in on this. Eric, when you get a chance, you can look at there's a plan to reform it. You're going to see that it's – I think, first of all, the reason that people are pissed too is because it got jammed down our throat. A lot of people are benefiting from the Obamacare coverage, but there are also a lot of people that are very, very upset with it. He already has a plan to revamp that program. First of all, to make it – don't get penalized if you don't enroll in it, but also get you better options and better choices and better rates. As a Trump supporter also – I don't believe there'll be a wall built. I don't think it's actually possible. I think that that was one of the things that he hit a nerve with in this country, and that, again, Obama, who let 2 million illegal immigrants in over the last 5 years, and this isn't migrant workers, these are illegal immigrants, and which one incident happened, and because it was a safe haven or something, nothing happened to the person. So there's going to be things that are – there's going to be funding. There's going to be things that are going to happen to tighten up our borders, and I believe it'll be north and south. So I just want to make sure there's facts and there's different things out there right now that'll give you a good idea. So for me, it's to lessen your fears and to lessen anybody's fears who are listening right now. At the end of the day, I don't think any person can just come in and just start doing that. They won't. If this isn't the day and age where, you know, Hitler and leaders like that, where they just went in and took over societies. It's just, there's too much information. There's just too much infrastructure for people now to communicate and travel and do it. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So I just want to add that. I'm complete.
Well, the beautiful part of what you're – that was a nice speech. And the beautiful part is for the most part, I pretty much believe you. However, there were so many things that happened, and also understand that as opposed to many other campaigns for presidents, this one was personal. This one, they got really, I mean, they've gotten ugly personal before, but I don't think they've ever gotten this ugly personal. Not
yeah,
to
I
the
agree.
Point where they said that so-and-so, not to the point where they started accusing, coming up with names like Crooked Hillary, and saying that this person is temperamentally unfit to be the president of the United States. Two different kinds of things. The attacks have been personal before, but never to this level. And then
there was attacks on the people. Like, you know, Hillary had a phrase about deplorables, and I'm sure Trump folks, you know, if anyone believed in Hillary, then they had issues and problems and couldn't see the truth. That's what I think got us all so divided, and I've never seen it so divided. Eric, do you see anything in the future as far as now what could be happening as far as unifying, like when Hillary says give him a chance, when Trump speaks, do you see any?
Cooler heads are going to prevail. It's only 4 days after the election. And people are exercising their right to protest, and they're not doing it in a violent way, and they're not doing it in a destructive way, but they're doing it saying, hey, this guy is not going to be my president.
Right.
Eventually, things will cool off, and we will understand that, yes, we need to give him a chance to do the job. However, there's a good portion of us who do not believe that he is going to be able to do. Well, I don't think he's going to get the cooperation of the Republicans. I don't think he's going to get the cooperation of the Democrats. I don't think he's going to get the cooperation from anybody. But that's just an observation that
Eric,
I'm making.
You know that he was a long-time Democrat, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I also think he was a completely against the Republican establishment.
Yeah, I this is what I believe. And here, and again, it's for me, I'm very optimistic. I believe that he's going to be able to cross both sides of the aisle. He's going to utilize and use a lot of Democrats on his team. And I hope that. I really hope that. Because, again, he doesn't owe either side shit. That's the greatest thing. Most of the Republicans abandoned him, and, of course, the Democrats weren't with him. So it's perfect. So here's the thing. I believe that it's either going to be a huge shit show or it's going to be the most fantastic event in our lifetime and maybe in our country's history.
Yeah. If he can get the partisanship, if he can truly get the partisanship out of Congress, then yes, he'll have done a job that no other president has been able to do in our lifetime. If he is not able to, then he will be probably one of the biggest lame duck presidents we've ever had.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. The one thing is, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And what I like to do is also look for the fruits, like what's the fruit that bears here, you know? And that's what we'll be looking for. Because, I'm like with Rick and, with Eric, too. It's like, let's see. And if it doesn't go in a direction that is really supporting the people, that's my words, if it doesn't support the people, then stand up and speak up and keep the process, like keep going with this process. It's not over. It's just begun, really. So, and, of course, we are pretty much out of time, but thank you, Eric, Mr. Caller, for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Your views.
Great insight. Thank you.
And then, let's see, put him on mute. So, yeah. So, Mr. Rick, I'm just working the switchboard here. So, yeah, we could talk forever on this, and I'm sure it'll go on forever on Facebook. So, any words as we're departing here?
I just hope that... I hope that level heads and things do calm down and anger turns to action in a good, positive way.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that whoever the president is decides to make relations and reach out across nations to converse rather than to bomb or to war. That would be my dream. The other dream is that anyone who's really triggered by anything that's going on here, that they actually take it within. You know, they go within, they look at it, they see what am I going through, and how can I express this in a way that doesn't break law, you know, be violent, break laws, but still get points across. That's America to me. There you go. So
yeah,
awesome.
Cool.
Well, for our listeners, just so you know, to reach us, the easiest way right now is to go to Facebook and type in a search with all dude respect. With all dude respect. That's us, Rick and Jim. Thank you, Ricky. Thanks for another great show.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, great show, brother. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your other show. If I don't chat with you real time, have a great book signing or book launch tomorrow. I'll be thinking of you.
All right, thank you. And thank you all for listening.
All right.
Ciao.
Yeah, thank you all. Take care. Bye-bye.